The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Bryce. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
So last Monday, we did the very first virtual Iconic Hangout that we're offering to Iconics on Patreon of $5 or more a month. And it was so fun.
Yeah, it was really successful. I was nervous because it was our first time coordinating it and facilitating it, but it worked out to be pretty fantastic and everything went smoothly. We had about, 13 Iconics?
13 Iconics.
Yeah.
And it was so fun seeing everybody get together and, you know, like hearing everybody else feed off of each other and kind of go with the conversation. And you and I just kind of got to sit back and listen to these amazing people's opinion on all of these different topics.
Yeah, I loved the open discussion. We've always talked about how here on the podcast, we get to share our opinions and thoughts and we want to hear from all of you. And this provided an open space where we actually get to hear and see you during this virtual hangout about topics that we've talked about on the podcast over the past month. So it was fantastic. And one of the topics was the AMAs and our predictions for the AMAs. So we're here today, of course, to talk about the American Music Awards.
Yes. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I'm still melting over BTS in those butter yellow suits.
The yellow suits were fantastic. Or please never leave us, tangerine-haired Yoongi.
Oh my God, never. If you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
All right, so in today's episode, we're going to cover the entirety of BTS at the American Music Awards, including their red carpet interviews, performances, awards won, acceptance speeches, and their post-award show V-Live.
Mm-hmm. But before we get into it, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs and our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, then you can do that by donating at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support, though, is super appreciated.
Yeah, thank you, Iconics. By the way, our charity of the month, this month of November, is Giving Tuesday. Not really a charity on its own, but more so an idea and a message. Giving Tuesday originated in the United States as just a trend to give thanks and to give to others and give back to your community around the time of Thanksgiving. And it's spread to be a global movement to give back to your community and in any way that you can, in big ways and in small ways, every Tuesday of the month in November, and really whenever you can in November.
Yeah. Or anytime at all.
Yeah. Anytime at all. But we're really encouraging you guys to learn more about Giving Tuesday. You can go to givingtuesday.org or givingtuesday.org/global to connect with your local Giving Tuesday movements.
Great. Okay. So let's go ahead and start with the red carpet interviews. There were really only two that we noted or were able to find. So one of them was the Access interview. So at the start of the interview, the interviewer says that BTS are undefeated at the AMAs, that they have won 6 awards in a row now. Which is just phenomenal that they started off the interview by letting the audience know that they're undefeated.
Yeah.
And so they go into some other questions. They were asking really how they felt about their performances. And BTS mentioned that they're back with ARMY performing live for the first time in 2 years, that it has been that long. So they're just really excited and really looking forward to the performances and being with ARMY once again.
Yes.
They also said that being nominated for Artist of the Year is all thanks to ARMY. And
so
that it's
sweet.
All for ARMY. And then at the end of the interview, she brings up the Harry Styles concert and how BTS was there and that Lizzo was with them as well. And what's so funny about this is Namjoon mentions that Lizzo is particularly a fan of V and Jimin,
mm-hmm.
and that she thinks that they're very sexy.
and they both blush.
They blush. Jimin especially is getting very bashful, mm-hmm. and it's cute. So I just thought it was funny that Namjoon mentioned that Lizzo particularly cares for Taeyang and V specifically because they're sexy.
Yeah. That's his phrasing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we also watched the Entertainment Tonight interview, and we just love that Namjoon said that they were just here to have a good time with the ARMYs, the actual people, not the AIs, not the robots, like acknowledging ARMY is not bots. Like, mm-hmm. we're real people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how that's something that ARMY has spoken loudly about. Like, we're not bots. We're real people. We just want to listen to their music and to hear it be acknowledged by BTS too. And Namjoon to say, they're not bots. Like, we're here with the people.
Yeah. Especially for him to acknowledge it in one of their first public appearances, like in LA in 2 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
He really made a point to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I also love how in this interview they asked about the Harry Styles concert. And in this time, they didn't really ask about like, ooh, what were you thinking about Lizzo? But they were like, ooh, what do you think about a collab with Lizzo? Did you guys get to talk about the music? And they said that it was very loud and there's a lot going on. So they only got to talk a little bit about potential collaboration or music with Lizzo, but that would just be amazing.
Yeah, that collaboration, I don't even know what that would be like. That is a dream come true to see those two come together, especially with how much of a fan Lizzo is of BTS. It would be perfect. So I hope that does happen,
yeah.
because that song would be killer.
It would be killer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's speak it into existence, like BTS Lizzo Performance Grammys 2022.
Oh my gosh.
The song will come out before that, you know?
All right.
Okay.
We're saying it now.
Okay. Yeah. So let's get into the actual AMA's show. Something that we want to note at the beginning is Cardi B was hosting, and she was just such a phenomenal host. She was hilarious.
She was hilarious.
Yeah.
And very entertaining and kept your attention. Like, she was so energetic for a lot of it too. There was never a dull moment, and she kept the show going. She never lingered on something too long. You know, she wasn't too brief about things. She really just kept the energy high, and things ran fairly smoothly. Like, the award show was extremely pleasant to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, like the entire time we were just totally entertained by her and her amazing outfits. And yeah, she was just an incredible host, like a great choice for the AMAs for the night.
Mm-hmm. Something we noticed too about this award show was the VIP seating section. I don't remember this being a part of the American Music Awards before. This is new, this VIP seating. And that's where a lot of the stars and artists got to sit, which is very mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think that this could just be post-COVID so that people are more separated and spread out. But they're not sitting in the audience. They have like their own VIP section.
Yeah, it's kind of like risen above the audience seats. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind couches. Of its own little stage with, yeah, they all have individual couches with little side tables and like lamps and stuff. I mean, very mama. Mm-hmm. That was my first thought too, was like, this looks like the Mama Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which this is just a good opportunity to have a little side note that Mama has plans to be in the U.S. in, quote, a few years. So we found this Billboard article that really dove more into it. But Mama has traditionally been done, of course, in Asian countries. So like in China, South Korea, Japan. But now they're planning to bring Mama to the U.S. So here's just a quote from that Billboard article. They said, as part of its global expansion ambitions, Mama will take place in the U.S. in a few years, organizers said. Though no specific timeline has been laid out, coming to America will be no small feat, but it will happen. The team behind Mama has made the U.S. and its giant music industry a priority, part of its plan to cement the award ceremony's position as a global one.
This is so interesting to me that Mama is wanting to expand into the U.S., but it does make a lot of sense. I mean, they want to grow. The U.S. has a massive music market, and something that you and I were talking about earlier, K-pop is huge here. Mama is already in three countries. You know, they're in China, Seoul, South Korea, and Japan. You know, every year when they have Mama, they have three separate awards shows. So it's almost just like adding a fourth one seems natural, you know, as they continue to want to grow. Where else would they want to grow?
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. market.
Yeah. There's a lot of concerts happening here for a lot of K-pop groups. So it does make sense, you know, and there's more collaborations happening with, you know, American artists or Western music artists and K-pop artists. Mm-hmm. So it just seems like it's expanding its horizons.
Yeah.
Where the music is popular.
Yeah. And it feels like, you know, all of the K-pop groups that tour here in the States could attend the Mama in the States, but also Western artists. Theoretically, I would think they would want Western artists to attend Mama in the U.S. as well and really cement it as like, this is a big award show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Globally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So very cool. Something that I was interested in was that Apple Music is pairing up with Mama. Like, I'm an Apple Music user way over Spotify. And so it's just Apple Music is using their platform to power the voting for Mama, the voting process. And that's their plan to roll it out here in the States. I just find that so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Apple Music is huge, like that platform merging and assisting Mama too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a huge company for them to partner in this endeavor. You know, I think it makes it seem like it will be a good outcome. Like, Mama really will be able to have an award show here and cement it as like another yearly popular award show that people tune into.
I'm curious to see what's to come.
Yeah, definitely. So the first performance that we get to see BTS in at the AMAs was My Universe with Coldplay.
At pretty much at the start of the show.
Yeah.
It was very early on in the award show.
I think like right after Silk Sonic, and they had like one thing announced or something, and then this performance. Mm-hmm. So this is BTS's official first performance back with a live audience.
Yes. The first reunion with ARMY.
Yeah. It's so cool that this song was that, because when they were making this song, you know, like with Chris Martin in their studio in the high building, they really envisioned performing this for ARMY at a concert. And so this kind of was that for them. It was cool that they got to work on this in person together, and now they finally get to perform it in person together. And just that they just got to vibe on stage.
Yeah, they just got to rock out on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that there wasn't really any choreography, no intense movements, no real expectation than just let's go out here, sing our hearts out, and have an absolute blast while doing it.
Yeah.
And so getting to see them walk out and around the stage was great. Seeing BTS touch the hands of the audience. I mean, just really getting to feel off that live energy from a live audience.
Yeah.
It was wonderful to see Namjoon was wearing sunglasses. I was surprised by that. Like, it was a throwback for me.
I know. It's like classic.
Yeah, classic Namjoon.
What's up, Rat Monster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Taeyong had a headband. I'm like, God damn it. Like,
oh,
really?
God.
We're whipping out the headband.
God damn. Like, we really didn't need it.
It was red. It really popped.
Oh.
We didn't need it.
Destroyed.
And just even from the red carpet photos, the first thing, and I think a lot of people noticed too, was just Yoongi and this tangerine hair with his full forehead out. You can see
the full fucking forehead.
The full fucking forehead.
Damn.
And you see the undercut and his hair just slicked back. I really was destroyed by Yoongi, and I cannot wait till we get to the Butter performance because, Lord.
Holy shit.
Save us all.
I mean, yes, they came out for this My Universe stage looking phenomenal. And I mean, they had such great energy. Like you said, they totally immediately were feeding off of the crowd's energy. I love seeing them get to touch hands with ARMY in the crowd because you know that crowd was full of ARMY. It was just so awesome. And their vocals were on point. The rap verses, especially, I love the soap transition.
Yeah. I love how Hobi really tapped Yoongi in during their verse.
Seeing it live, amazing.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the entire performance.
Yeah.
I just thought it was great.
There were fireworks too on stage, which I don't think has been done at an American Awards show, like inside a venue before. I mean, it was inside. So you could see the crowd really being shocked and surprised by it. And later on, Jin posted on Weverse saying that the fireworks startled him too. But it was extravagant. It was a big stage, and that was just for the My Universe performance, too. So it made me really have high hopes for what was to come with Butter.
Yeah, definitely. They didn't kick off the night, obviously. Like, Silk Sonic came before them, but they definitely, like, kicked up the energy, especially with those fireworks. Like, I mean, the whole crowd was, like, surprised by them. BTS and Coldplay, like, did, like, a jump with them at the same time. You know, it was just really epic and awesome. So
it was
they definitely set us up for the rest of the night and like really made us anticipate Butter. Let's talk about the awards.
So the first nomination category that they were brought up in for the award show was pop duo group. So in this category was AJR, Maroon 5, Glass Animals, BTS, and Silk Sonic. Seeing this lineup, I really thought originally BTS has this in the bag. They're the best group, duh.
Yeah.
But Maroon 5 did have two singles.
And Silk Sonic is hugely popular right now.
Yeah. And so is Glass Animals. Like, Heat Waves really, I think, was the song of the summer. Who doesn't enjoy listening to that song?
Yeah.
And I do love AJR. They're a talented, very talented group and musicians. So I got nervous for just a moment, but they said, and the award goes to BTS. Yeah. And you can hear the audience just before they can open up this envelope, BTS, BTS, because the audience was just filled with ARMYs.
Yeah.
What was funny about once they announced who won the award, it of course pans to BTS and you see Taeyong just heading straight to the stage to accept this award. And then back in the background, you can see the rest of the BTS members hugging each other and like taking in the moment before they walk. But Taeyong just like immediately headed for the stage. It was really just kind of funny coincidence how that happened. But
oblivious for it, but ready for the award.
Yeah.
Oh, just phenomenal that they won this. I mean, this is the award that they've won for the previous 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so it was incredible that they were able to maintain that award. And I just want to say a couple of their speeches. J-Hope said, "Thank you, Army, and thank you, AMAs. 3 years in a row. Wow, wow." They just really couldn't believe it. He was the first one to speak as they got up there. And Jin added, "All possible thanks to Army. You're our universe," which was just perfect to say, especially just after they performed My Universe. And RM said at the end, this is just a synopsis of what he said, but he said, "It took us 4 years to get back to the stage. It means so much to us because we're a small boy band from Korea. All we want to do is spread love for our music and our performance."
Mm-hmm. 4 years. They really put a heavy emphasis on that DNA performance mm-hmm. from 2017, which I feel a lot of us did too, because it was just a monumental turning point in their career. And then to be back at the AMAs 4 years later, now they're going to accept this top group, you know, award in person mm-hmm. and to be back on the stage. I mean, it really was fantastic that this was all happening again. Very surreal. But I could not help but to like yell at Namjoon in a way when he was like, "We're just a small boy band from Korea." I'm like, "You are not a small boy band. You're a global phenomenon."
Right.
So loved by millions around the world.
Mm-hmm. I think
but originally.
He's just always humble. Yeah. He's just never grown out of the extreme humility of them mm-hmm. recording their first album in a garage.
Yeah.
I mean, they really did come from nothing. They're such underdogs in the music industry. But I mean, now they really are the biggest yeah. group in the world. They're no longer just a small boy band from Korea. Yeah. They've grown into so much more.
They've grown into way so much more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we were just cheering and clapping so loud for them. It was so great to hear their acceptance speech for, you know, top group.
Yeah. We were really cheering. Oh my gosh. We probably woke up all of your neighbors who were.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
My neighbors below me are gone out of town. So
good.
Thank God.
Okay, so the next award that BTS was up for was the Favorite Pop Song. And the nominees in this category were Doja Cat and SZA with Kiss Me More, Dua Lipa with Levitating, Olivia Rodrigo with Driver's License, and The Weeknd and Ariana Grande with Save Your Tears. Of course, also BTS with Butter. This was a tough category as well. I mean, stacked with incredible artists, incredible songs that were huge, huge songs. I mean, Olivia Rodrigo and Driver's License. That song is just huge. Everybody knows it. Everybody loves it. It's so incredible. Levitating, Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that wasn't one of the biggest songs of the summer. It totally was.
It totally was. Yeah. Yeah.
But I love that right before this award was announced, it wasn't like the first award where people were chanting BTS, BTS, like almost out of excitement. In this one, they were screaming mm-hmm. that BTS were going to be the winners, like just individuals screaming BTS, BTS. You know, it was just amazing. Like if they didn't say BTS, I felt like they would have rioted. Like everybody was certain it was going to be BTS.
Well, I've already forgotten how many weeks Butter was at number one for Billboard's
Hot 100. Was it 10 weeks?
Yeah, something insane like that. Yeah. How could you say that Butter wasn't going to win Favorite Pop Song?
Seriously.
Though there are really strong contestants in this category, like you were saying. But yeah, you could hear the crowd yelling BTS. When they went up for their acceptance speech, Jimin thanked ARMY, the American Music Awards, and everyone for their support. Jungkook said, "Butter is a special song to us. We hope it makes you feel smooth like butter." Mm-hmm. That was very smooth for him to say. So cute. And then Namjoon said, "Butter has received so much love this year. All we had to do was put out the positive energy. Despite these hard times, this award proves that this song truly reaches many people's hearts."
So true.
It is very true.
Yeah.
Just a great song for 2021, really helping us get through it. Mm-hmm. Butter is such a bop. We love it.
We love it.
It deserved this award.
It really did. It is our favorite pop song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So after this, we have Artist of the Year. This is the category that we were most skeptical of for the virtual iconic meetup hangout that we had.
Mm-hmm.
We were both pretty pessimistic.
We're like, very dubious about it. Yeah. Because it's like, BTS have been burned so many times.
Yeah, we've been burned so many times. We've gotten our hopes really high and then just like let down over and over. So mm-hmm. we had no expectation going in at all.
I will say that Iconics in the virtual hangout had some really good points as to why BTS were definitely going to win this category as well. As pessimistic as we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it was cool. So wonderful to talk with other Iconics.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we are jaded. So the nominees for Artist of the Year were Ariana Grande, BTS, Drake, Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, and The Weeknd. So of course we were sitting at the edge of our seats, mm-hmm. anticipating whose name was going to be called, and we were just stunned when we heard BTS.
Oh my God, blown away. I could not believe my ears. I was shocked.
I was really in denial.
Yeah.
But they won Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards. This is huge.
Amazing. Like,
not only is it the first time they've won Artist of the Year, but they're the first Asian artist to win Artist of the Year at an American award show.
Yes.
Like, they really are shattering that glass ceiling.
Yes.
They are really overcoming all of these challenges and these terrible disadvantages that have been put in their mm-hmm. their way.
Overcoming all the odds. Mm-hmm. I mean, truly a historic moment, not just iconic, historic moment
historic.
For them to have reached this achievement. We are so, so proud of them.
And they deserve it.
They do.
And all of those artists in this category are very talented, but BTS have been on quite the journey, and they deserved this.
Yeah.
They really deserved Artist of the Year.
Yeah. I want to read RM's acceptance speech. He said, "Thank you, AMAs. We're truly honored to be on this stage with such tremendous, amazing artists." Yeah, I'm nervous. Oh, he was so nervous. They all were getting up there
because
they just couldn't mm-hmm. believe it. He went on to say, 4 years ago, we gave a live TV performance for the first time ever on this stage at the AMAs. We were too excited and nervous. It's been a long time since then, but nobody could have ever bet on the odds of us standing here and receiving this award, except ARMY. Except for ARMY. I'm like going to get emotional. Mm-hmm. Like, I just...
Yeah.
The boys from Korea, united by love for music, connected by the love and support of all ARMYs all over the world. This whole thing is a miracle. Seriously, we'll never take this for granted. Thank you, HYBE, Big Hit, all the people who support us all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does seem like a miracle, but ARMY has always believed in BTS and mm-hmm. knew that they would be here one day
mm-hmm.
and have never given up on them. And here they are. So I just find it so sweet. And just like Namjoon is always just so wise with his words. And hearing this speech in particular, you could tell that he practiced it and really wanted to make sure that he was getting across how grateful they are and how they never would have expected that they would be here. And that only ARMY
yeah.
really could have brought them to this point.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just funny too that he, you know, I mean, you can see how nervous he was. So he was starting to ramble just a little bit. So mm-hmm. he's trying to conclude it and he's like, yeah, I'm going to pass it off. And Yoongi just like immediately goes in and he just clutches on to the trophy. Like he's gripping mm-hmm. it. And what I really admire about Yoongi's speech is that he spoke in his native tongue. He spoke in Korean. And for his speech, he said, "We first had our American debut 4 years ago at the AMAs and really didn't expect to win Artist of the Year award like this. We think it's all thanks to ARMY. Thank you, ARMY." Mm. He kept it very short and sweet, mm-hmm. but got his point across. But I just love seeing Yoongi with his trophy. I love seeing Yoongi with his tangerine hair. Like, he never looked finer.
He was really gripping that trophy.
It
belongs in Yoongi's hands, honestly.
It does.
But now, like, both Namjoon and Yoongi brought up that they performed at the AMAs 4 years ago. And I just keep thinking about it's so crazy that 4 years ago was the first time that we ever, like, we were brand new ARMY and BTS were going to perform at the AMAs. That was the first awards show experience that we ever had with BTS. And you threw this massive party and invited all of our friends. And, like, we played
my non-ARMY fans. My non-ARMY friends.
Yeah. But we all watched the entire AMAs just for BTS's DNA performance. And, you know, that was such a pinnacle moment for us that we're always thinking about. Like, wow, that was such an amazing night for them, their American TV debut.
With DNA, yeah, that performance. And it shows that they haven't forgotten either. And they're seeing the significance of 4 years later, the first, you know, time that they ever got to perform on American television, that 4 years later, they're at the same award show, now accepting the award for Artist of the Year.
Artist of the Year. Like, I just still, I'm so proud of them and I just still cannot believe it.
I couldn't be prouder.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I want to shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah. I want to call my non-ARMY friends and tell them. I told my coworkers today. Mm-hmm. I told, like, a couple different classes of my students today. Like, I couldn't help it.
I've been in this euphoric state. I've been sharing it with my friends and family too. Yeah. Just, I woke up this morning. I didn't get much sleep because I was so excited, and I also stayed up for the V Live, which I didn't get through. Like, I saw, like, little glimpses of it and then kept getting these error messages, which happened to a lot of ARMY. Mm-hmm. But I had stayed up late and didn't get much sleep because I was just so excited and hyped up. And then I woke up this morning with 4 hours of sleep with a smile on my face because I was still just in this euphoric state of, wow, BTS won Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
And they swept. Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm jumping ahead. More to the speeches here.
I know. There's still more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just am fucking ecstatic over BTS's win here. So Jungkook gave a speech also. He said, "We wanted to make people happy with our music. We believe that this award opens the beginning of our new chapter. In the past few years, we learned that each and every moment is precious. So in 2022, we want to focus on.
Oh, no.
And then he gets dragged away by Jin because he was just so caught up in the moment and excited and nervous that he totally forgot what he would plan to say.
The crowd was going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, how could anyone focus in that moment?
Namjoon in his, like, in the V Live later said, like, he had been so long since he had spoken English, like, to an American audience that he was struggling to do so. So I can imagine all of them having prepared these speeches and trying to remember in the moment. But I mean later,
you know that he rehearsed this over and over in private, but in that moment. Yeah, I think in the V Live he says that his brain just short circuited.
Of course.
I feel like anyone in that scenario would too. Like, he's speaking in English, he's reciting something he's rehearsed and remembered, but then gets kind of, like, interrupted because of the audience and because of his members and just all these other factors, and just being distracted in the moment.
Yeah, they were so surprised.
Yeah.
I just think they were genuinely surprised and excited.
They were.
He did finish what he wanted to say in the V Live later on. He was meant to say that in 2022, they want to focus on enjoying every moment. So, I mean, honestly, Jungkook's speech, like, piqued our interest so far as, like, comebacks and, like, upcoming eras and what their plans are for the next album and what they're doing in 2022, because it really, you know, seemed like there are some hints in there, some clues in there,
especially since he says that it's the beginning of our new chapter and then leads into in 2022 we want to focus on and then wanting to say enjoying every moment. I will say I couldn't help but to think of the most beautiful moment in life. But now maybe it's like enjoying every moment in life, you know, not just that one moment, you know.
Even the enjoying every chapter makes me think of, like, the Choco Seven Fates and, like, you know, like the webtoon or, you know, like reading the different chapters of it. Like, yeah.
There's a lot to just speculate, and it's so fun to theorize.
I know.
But his speech, it did seem like a little hinty. But
everything means something.
I mean, there's seven of them. I feel like they all deserved this moment to say something. And what I loved about the AMAs is they let them have this moment. They let them soak in this moment where they weren't cutting them off. They weren't starting to play music to cue them to leave. But there was that sign like in front of them flashing, wrap it up. And Jungkook's like, I want to focus on, So in this moment, we see Jin just drag Jungkook away. And it's so funny to see BTS on the stage just clowning each other, being authentically BTS while they're up there accepting Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
Because this is just who BTS is. And it just, that was my favorite moment of the whole night, was seeing Jungkook being chaotic off to the side, all the members just laughing, clowning each other, Jin like making fun of Namjoon while he's trying to give like a really important speech. I mean, yeah, it's
mocking
just
him, mocking rubbing his him. Hands together.
Yeah, it's just great. And I couldn't be happier. Yeah. I felt like every moment in every performance and award that was granted that night, like everything was perfect.
Yeah.
And I really hope it's foreshadowing and continues to go into the concerts and, you know, even James Gordon and what else is going to happen in LA. It's just been nothing but pure love and happiness and just fantastic memories and moments for BTS and ARMY this whole time that they've been in LA. So I'm just so happy for them. You know, this is the first time they're reunited with ARMY in 2 years, and they accept Artists of the Year at an American award show.
Yeah, it really feels like they're being queued up for even greater success than they've already experienced. And, you know, they've already grown to be successful beyond their wildest imaginations from back when they debuted. So, you know, for them to come back and win Artist of the Year, I think is just a pinnacle moment and a moment of, you know, that can spark more change for them to get more recognition at American awards shows and, you know, receive bigger accolades in these American awards shows. Because we often feel in the past that they haven't been nominated for categories that they would fit great in, or, you know, they haven't
received, you know, like just people being prejudiced and the industry being prejudiced.
Right. Or they haven't received awards that like they definitely were top contenders for that they could have very well gotten. And so this is just such a moment that I think can spark change for, you know, how they're perceived and, you know, the options that awards show sees for BTS and, you know, that they can recognize them in this way and it can be successful. Yeah. Like everybody there is happy for BTS to win this award. Like it was really cool to see the crowd during this time. Everybody was throwing out Korean hearts. They were, you know, making big hearts with their hands in their head and they were cheering and applauding, and everyone was happy to see BTS on that stage accepting Artists of the Year.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're ready for them.
Yeah, kind of going back to what you were saying, though, just about award shows and the future and, like, the legacy we all so desperately want and know that BTS deserve. You know, I said this the other night when we were watching the show, that, like, the AMAs are doing it right. I mean, it's fan-voted. And they made it quite clear that this whole award show was basically BTS. There were two performances. They swept every category that they were nominated for. Yeah. They won. And so it just goes to show that, you know, the more the other award shows don't acknowledge BTS or, you know, grant them the awards they deserve, the more their prejudice shows and the more irrelevant those award shows become, in my opinion. It's like people are going to really start caring more about the AMAs than the Grammys. If the Grammys, I'm sorry to bring up the Grammys, but if they don't get their shit together, you know, like, come on, get with the times.
Yeah.
It's right in front of your face.
Yeah.
You know who's killing the industry right now.
Right. I mean, it's evident right here in who is being supported. It really was a show like totally, I won't say like centered around BTS.
It wasn't BTS. I didn't mean to say it in that way, but like there was a lot of BTS present in the show.
It was way more of a BTS presence than we saw at the Grammys or at previous awards shows, you know? I mean, even thinking back, just because BTS were mentioning it, to their appearance at the 2017 AMAs, they had the DNA stage I mean, that was amazing, but that's all that they had. They didn't present, they didn't accept an award, they weren't nominated, they were just there. And it was an honor, an incredible, massive honor for them to even be there. So, I mean, it's just a huge accolade that they're here now. We could obviously go on and talk on about it for 10 and more hours. Yes.
We're just really proud of them. And,
so proud.
And they deserve this award, and I'm really looking forward to what's to come next for them.
Yes.
It just seems like they're just never going to peak. They just keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. So let's talk about Butter, because the last performance of the night after they won Artist of the Year, BTS got to perform Butter, and they got to close out the show with Butter, which was just an awesome way to end the entire night, because I mean, they won all three awards. They swept. So it was like this massive celebration here at the end of the awards show. So let's talk about Butter.
Yeah.
There was this huge yellow Butter heart suspended in the middle of the stage. You know, it kind of had like, it was melting a little bit. It was that classic Butter logo. And BTS were in full fucking yellow suits.
I freaked out about
that. Oh my God.
I was like, Kayla, they're in yellow suits, like all yellow suits.
And like,
how perfect.
The fit of these suits, the way that it was tailored on each one of them, they look fine as hell.
I loved the white pockets on some of the pants.
Also like the pops of white, or like some of them had like, I think like Namjoon had like full white pants, like they were like pinstripe.
Different shades of yellow and white.
Slightly different shades of yellow, like some were more buttery, some were more like mustardy, but on this full like stage with the yellow lighting, it all looked very yellow. But they, I mean, really my main point, they look so fucking fine in these suits. Really, like each one of them were wrecking me at every turn. I could not keep my focus on any single member. I was just blown away, distracted. Highly distracted.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will have to say, I just need to talk about Yoongi for a moment here, because he was already like catching my eye the entire night. But for this Butter performance, I think after having accepted Artist of the Year, we just got that confident, cocky, just like oh so cool Yoongi out on the stage in the live vocals when his verse came on for Butter. And we see them walking out. It's like that walking out to second stage strut.
That's totally how it felt.
But he had, we had the gloss going on and the full forehead with the gloss and this raspy, just rapping with his whole heart. And then to say, haters, love us. You know, I was like, no. I can't take this anymore. Like, I'm already being destroyed. Quit it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could just go on and on about Yoongi, but man, he really showed up.
Yeah,
that night he really did. They all did, but
oh man, yeah. I mean, that
just
part,
have to appreciate the Tangerine Yoongi.
Seriously, I mean, and his energy, that he brought, he was just so ready to be in front of a crowd.
Yeah, and I think all of them were. You could just see like all of their passion and their souls were reignited just being in front of a live audience and just having an absolute blast at this ceremony.
Yeah.
I mean, this award show was perfect for them. Okay, but another really neat part of the performance was the whole stage was yellow for Butter.
Right.
And then when Namjoon has his verse where he says, "Got army right behind us when we say so," you can see him physically point back to that Butter heart, the yellow Butter heart, and you just see it melt in or bleed into this purple color. And we've got, you know, the army symbol now on the heart. So army's quite literally right behind him as he says the verse. And then we have a purple stage with them in their yellow suits. So you have the complementary colors of purple and yellow just right there on the stage. It was aesthetically pleasing. The stage just was perfect. I was blown away with, I mean, we always talk about how BTS keep it new. They keep it interesting. We've seen so many different Butter performances, but this one somehow is iconic too.
Because they're doing it with ARMY there.
I mean, if I were in that crowd,
when RM said, "Got ARMY right behind us when we say so," hearing that live for the first time with ARMY, I would have sobbed, yeah. cried. I would have been a puddle on the floor because mm-hmm. we're there, we're together. You know, I can't wait for that in LA at the concert. And mm-hmm. it was truly a special moment, you know, yeah. for Butter to be performed with an audience.
Yeah. And yeah. it was the closing song yeah. for the entire ceremony. I mean, they rolled straight to the credits they right did. After.
And I mean, they went out with a bang. Like, talk about mm-hmm. fucking mic drop. Yeah. Like, they could have dropped a mic after that.
And
classic.
It's not a diss track either. It's just this really hopeful, uplifting, fun song. Yeah. And that's how their mic drop was. And it's yeah. just very BTS. The night was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, thinking about the AMAs, like, conceptually, they ended it on such a positive note with Butter being that last song. Like, such a happy, positive vibe. I mean, everybody felt good at the end of that award show.
Song of the year.
Song of the year.
Artist of the year.
Artist of the year.
Best
pop group duo of the year. But they so deserve it.
They deserved every single one of those awards. Yeah. That describes them, Butter, and yeah, I think it's just, yeah. I was so happy.
Yeah.
I was elated.
I have no qualms with the AMAs.
Me either.
The entire show, the entire night, every performance, the presenters, Cardi B as the host, it was truly enjoyable, entertaining to watch. BTS got every single moment that they deserved, their time to shine, definitely. And I think that they were definitely a major highlight of the night. And I'm so, so happy for them.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for them. Me too. They got to perform in front of ARMY for the first time in 2 years, and they won some incredible awards.
They did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about their V Live. So they always do a V Live after award shows like this, traditionally. I can't mm-hmm. say always, but traditionally. So of course we all waited around waiting for that V Live.
Crashed.
Only
V-Live.
A few of us got in, it seems like. But the title of the V Live really just cracked me up. They titled it Focus On ... because it's just Jungkook's Focus On. Focus On, like,
right.
That's ingrained in my mind. I'll just hear that in my ears for the rest of my life. So cute.
Adorable.
So they did this V Live, and just we have just some general comments about what was done, what they said. So I just have to mention Jin asking if they should have champagne, and of course they had champagne flutes, so why wouldn't they? Mm. So he gets the champagne bottle. And he just teases the crap out of us. Like, unnecessary. Like, seriously, someone red card him. But
ejected.
I've
never seen someone look so fine opening a champagne bottle.
Oh, well, he intended to make himself look as fine as he could,
yeah.
you know? And he just slowly opened the champagne bottle and turned to us. And I mean, just flirting. Just
the deep, long gaze.
Intense
directly
flirting.
Into the camera. Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it, but I guess I could from Worldwide
from
Handsome.
From Worldwide Handsome, seriously.
But they decided to cheers to Focus On, and they said ARMY. Mm. So they cheers to Focus On ARMY at the beginning. They had pizza and they had cake, so they also had candles on the cake. And they went to go blow them out by clapping instead mm-hmm. of blowing. So they clapped to blow out the candles, and when they did that, they said BTS ARMY forever.
Which was just fucking cute.
Mm-hmm.
And from now on, instead of blowing out candles, that's what I want to do. I want to clap my candles out and say BTS ARMY forever as yeah. I'm doing
on
it.
On your birthday.
On my birthday, every birthday, every year. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Make it a new tradition.
Yeah.
Also during this V Live, they were speculating about future awards and reminiscing on debut goals and dreams. And like Yoongi spoke about how he would have never imagined that they could have won Artist of the Year, you know, meaning at like an American award show, and he just couldn't believe that they were here. And so I think they were all kind of speculating on like what's upcoming for their awards shows that they could be involved in next year in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Which aren't we all?
We're all curious. Yeah.
Also, they did a final cheers at the end. They all had like a tiny bit of champagne left. It was really cute. Jimin had a little bit more than everybody. And for the members that really didn't have any, he was like pouring a little bit in their glasses so they could do like a final cheers all together.
Oh, was he? Oh, that's so sweet.
I didn't
see that.
Yeah, it was really cute. He did it for like Namjoon. He did it for like three different people.
Aww.
But at the end, they all did a final cheers saying Focus On concerts, and then they say see you soon ARMY, and yeah. ended the live, which I mean, we're just really looking forward to seeing
mm-hmm.
them.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Yeah. I posted on my Instagram story and I just, of course, congratulated BTS and everything. But I said, see you in LA. Like, I'll see you this weekend.
Matter of days. Literally, see you this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ticketmaster emailed me saying, 7 days until BTS.
By the time Iconics are listening to this episode, we're probably already in LA.
No, I wouldn't say so. Well, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is coming out Wednesday.
Oh, well, maybe. If you're listening to it early, before the holiday, we're preparing. And if you're listening after the holiday, we're like already there.
We're there.
Yeah, we're there. We cannot wait to talk to you guys about our whole weekend in LA, including the Iconic meetup and the concert, also Bethany's birthday. Mm-hmm. And we will definitely be talking to you guys about the weekend next week. We're putting out another episode.
We're recording the next morning after the concert.
In LA, as per usual, we're after taking BTS concert.
We're taking the recording equipment with us.
Yeah.
With travel.
Yep. So we cannot wait to tell you about it and experience it for ourselves for sure. We really hope that you enjoyed this episode about the AMAs. We, like we said earlier, we loved watching this award show. We had such a blast and we are so proud of BTS.
Yes, we're so proud of BTS. I'm really proud of ARMY. I just feel like this was such a special moment for BTS, ARMY, U Iconics, of course. All I can say is that it was perfect.
Yeah.
I'm so happy with the turnout of this award show. And it's just, for me, it signals the future of BTS and that they're is so much more to come still.
Yeah, they have not peaked yet. Mm-mm. There's still more to do. Definitely a great precursor to what's to come and definitely a precursor to the incredible concerts that are coming up in LA.
Yes! Concerts!
Before we leave you, amazing Iconics this week, we do want to extend a special thanks and shout out to our VIP Iconics on Patreon, especially Eileen Ruchalt, Michelle Park, Deja, Meg DiRuggio, Rachel, Robin, Allie, Nate, and Cecily. We love you, Iconics. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, join our $5 or up Patreon so that way you can be a part of the virtual Iconic Hangout every month. We're going to do one every single month. And seriously, last Monday, it was a blast. Mm-hmm. Like I wish that more people could attend because it was so much fun. And the more people that come, the more fun it's going to be. So seriously, come check it out. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our previous episodes, please let us know. Reach out to us on social media at Standing BTS Pod on Twitter, Standing BTS Podcast on Instagram, and write us a review on iTunes or Spotify or really wherever you listen. It means so much to us, and it's truly the best part of our week hearing from you guys.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Iconics, and you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.